Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why a farmer is rising for a 15-hour day, and a trucker is beginning a 5-day journey, and ADM is turning corn and wheat, soy and cocoa beans into your favorite foods. Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why so many work so long and take their job to heart. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch quotes a mother buying milk, and here's what she has to say. "I'm not sure what it is, but I think it's bad." So what's so bad? Milk from cows that receive a supplement called BST that increases their milk production. It was approved by the Food and Drug Administration in 1993. We've already been drinking the milk for 13 years with no ill effect. The milk from a cow that is given the supplement is identical to the milk from a cow that does not receive the supplement. It is indistinguishable. The cow just gives more milk. Dairy companies, big and small, are advertising hormone-free milk and charging a buck more per carton. And now Starbucks is jumping on the bandwagon. It's a scam. Consumers will pay more. Dairy farmers will be paid the same for the milk, but the cows won't give as much milk. Our dairy farmers will lose a valuable tool to increase milk production. Companies and organizations, for their own selfish reasons, prey on consumer fears. Consumers are confused. Does hormone-free milk mean organic? Well, no, it doesn't. Does hormone-free milk mean the milk is free of hormones? No, all milk contains hormones. When you step back and ask, who is it that wants to discredit our perfectly good, wholesome, conventional milk, and why? Standing in the spotlight, you can see. First, we have some dairy companies that just want to make money at the expense of naive consumers and defenseless dairy farmers. Then you have the anti-milk and anti-meat PETA crowd, and they're against all technology. How are we going to provide food for a hungry world and fuel to help power our nation if we don't accept technology that improves our efficiency and productivity? We have the safest, most reasonably priced food supply in the world. We must stand up against those forces that want to kill the goose that lays the golden egg. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.